Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Morning in Yonkers for a veteran police sergeant killed in the line of duty in a multi-vehicle crash. I'm Sean Adams at police headquarters.
Dozens of families have been displaced from an apartment building that went up in flames this morning in West New York.
Fifth Avenue goes car-free this Sunday to make room for the crush of crowds gazing at the tree and holiday windows. I'm Marla Diamond on Fifth Avenue.
In today's 88 Seconds in Sound, how American veteran groups finally help the world ease up on the rules about cannabis. Friday morning. Second day of December. Good morning. I'm Wayne Cabot. Craig Allen says it's going to be a sunny day eventually, with a high staying in the 40s. It's a cold morning all throughout the area, upper teens and low 20s in some of the distant suburbs. A Yonkers police sergeant with more than two decades on the job lost his life in a multi-vehicle crash on an overpass above the Sprain Brook. WCBS reporter Sean Adams is live now at Yonkers Police Headquarters with the story. Sean?
And from what I'm being told this morning and what I'm piecing together here, this 24-year veteran Yonkers police sergeant, he was a solid guy, caring, devoted, and eager to serve. The irony is, he was killed by the very thing that he was out there trying to prevent, a traffic accident. The sergeant was on duty, traffic patrol, 3:30 in the afternoon, Tuckahoe Road going over the Sprain Brook Parkway. That is a four-lane stretch. It is often very busy, a lot of cars going in different directions. You have the ramps, you have stores. And this officer was out there trying to make sure that everybody was safe. Well, for some unknown reason, a BMW heading in the opposite direction crossed the line and slammed into the unmarked police cruiser and a beeline bus. The front of that police vehicle was crushed. The sergeant died at Jacoby Medical Center. The driver of the BMW was in critical condition. This morning, the entrance to Yonkers Police Headquarters, it is awash in a soft purple light, a reflection of the somber mood here. Live in Yonkers, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Sean, thank you. Firefighters in Hudson County were busy all night. There were a couple of pretty bad fires visible from Manhattan. One of them destroyed an apartment building and left dozens of families homeless for the holidays.
Firefighters still working on this fire on Madison and 55th Streets in West New York over 12 hours later. Ladders with hoses dousing the sides and roof. And it started before 5 last night. Officials say they believe it began in the basement of this four-story building. On the ground floor, a bodega run by Fabian Alava and his family. He spoke with CBS 2.
The main thing is that everybody that worked in the store came out safe. And that's all that's important right now. You know, everything else can be replaced.
41 families displaced being helped now by the Salvation Army, and that organization just a couple of miles away in Union City suffering a loss. One of its thrift stores on Kennedy Boulevard up in flames.
Super high. You could see it like covering the moon, and you could see it like covering all the helicopters and everything.
That witness speaking with ABC 7. The fire contained, and it did not spread to the apartments right next door, which were evacuated. The cause of both fires under investigation. In West New York, Samantha Liebman, WCBS News Radio 880.
Welcome to the holidays, and you're seeing those traffic lights being mixed with the holiday lights at the Lincoln Tunnel. Brand new decorations have gone up, and we understand from Karen Carson in the morning at our Odyssey station New 102.7 that they look cheesy. That's her take on things. I want to hear exactly what she's complaining about. You remember for years at the Holland Tunnel, they put a giant wreath over the words Holland Tunnel placed just carefully so that it said Holland Tunnel, and people complained about that, and they had to change that up. To the WCBS Weather Center, let's hear about the Friday and weekend forecast from Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen.
Split weekend forecast. The wet day is on Saturday, but so is the mild day. And Sunday turns out to be drier, but also colder again. It's 33 now for the city. That's just about one of the warmest readings around. I see a couple 34-degree temperatures in parts of Queens right now, but otherwise, everybody else in the 20s, all suburbs in the 20s, and even a few upper teens out there in the more distant areas back across western Jersey and on up into the western Hudson Valley. Today's high, 44 to 48, good amount of sunshine all day. Increasing clouds tonight, low near 40, then rising after midnight, and a cloudy, windy, mild Saturday with showers, though, and some of the showers could be briefly heavy. Highs back up into the mid-50s. Sunday, turn it around, mostly sunny, chilly again, with highs in the mid-40s, but it will be a nice-looking day, at least. Right now, again, in the city, 33, humidity 56%.
One of the great places to see the holidays is along Fifth Avenue, and pedestrians this year will get a little more space, in fact, a lot more space, to check out both the Christmas tree at Rock Center and all the holiday windows. The first-ever ban on cars takes place this Sunday, and it won't be the only day. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond is live in Midtown with more. Marla?
Yeah, Wayne, starting this Sunday, you can pause to see the twinkling lights of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree and stand right in the middle of Fifth Avenue. And the next two Sundays leading up to Christmas, a gift from the city to pedestrians, and the first time ever, the world-famous thoroughfare has been closed to traffic on Sundays. It's part of the mayor's effort to ease holiday overcrowding on the sidewalks and encourage people to shop and to dine now that pandemic restrictions have been fully lifted. The full closure of Fifth Avenue runs from 57th to 48th Streets, and the cross streets surrounding Rockefeller Center, they'll be closed as well. There will be entertainment along Fifth Avenue with local choirs and musicians and several food options. Vendors have been chosen to set up shop. The Sunday closures run from noon to 6. And we're live on Fifth Avenue. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Ah, such fun navigating the holiday traffic of Midtown Manhattan. An NYPD officer broke his leg after falling 20 feet from a helicopter during a training exercise at the police academy in Queens. The drill involved the officer rappelling from the chopper, but as he started to head down, both he and the rappel line fell hard. He was conscious. He was alert when they took him by air to Jacoby Hospital, where he is being treated now for a compound fracture to his leg. More changes are coming to the NYPD, with the commissioner confirming the retirement of three department chiefs.
Three chiefs and a deputy commissioner will call it quits as of December 30th. Chief of Transit Jason Wilcox, Housing Chief Kathleen O'Reilly, Chief of Special Operations Harry Whedon, Deputy Commissioner for Support Services Robert Martinez. The obvious question is why? A source tells the Daily News that it's probably not a coincidence that they're all heading out the door on the same day, but also says no one was fired, no one did anything wrong. The transit chief is leaving following a year of high-profile violence in the subway system. At One Police Plaza, Roger Stern, WCBS News Radio 880.
Friday morning, and this song was the song of the year for 2022 on Billboard. Glass Animals' Heatwaves ranked number one on Billboard's year-end Hot 100 singles chart. Not surprising you heard this song everywhere all the time last year. Just ahead of As It Was by Harry Styles and Stay by Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber. An all-new production of The Wiz will return to Broadway. A new production with new choreography and new music arrangements will begin a national tour next year with a limited engagement on Broadway spring of 2024. Original Wiz premiered on Broadway in 1975. Now our WCBS News Radio 88 seconds in sound for this date, December 2nd.
I know firsthand how well cannabis works.
American veterans groups went to the UN to get the world to remove weed from the list of most dangerous illegal drugs.
The community of military veterans in the United States has found cannabis to be an invaluable medication that has helped us reduce our pill count.
The UN Commission on Narcotics called weed illicit on the insistence of the United States decades earlier. On this date in 2020, the world finally mellowed out, undoing the draconian stance 25 nations voted to keep the rules in place. 27 voted to ease up on weed, including the United States. 1991, the awful sports deal the Mets are still paying off. Who knew when Charles Osgood shared the news on this date?
Bobby Bonilla has left the Pittsburgh Pirates after six seasons. He signed as a free agent with the New York Mets.
That Bobby Bonilla would enter the lexicon of Mets missteps.
Bobby Bonilla will make $29 million over the next 5 years, a figure that surpasses the gross national product of some third world country.
And the Mets are still paying him, a severance deal worth how much?
You're going to get paid $1 million plus until 2035. How did your agent negotiate that?
He's a special man.
Last congressman to be censured before Paul Gosar for fantasizing killing AOC was in 2010, and it was New York City's most powerful member.
Will the gentleman from New York, Mr. Rangel, kindly appear in the well.
40-year Congressman Chuck Rangel,
be censured
for allegedly hiding income.
At no time has it ever entered my mind to enrich myself.
Also censured on this same date,
Senator McCarthy, on the eve of this historic special session,
for ginning up a red communist scare, Senator Joseph McCarthy. This hearing was the very first CBS News faced the nation. And here's what he said.
I've been so busy being investigated and preparing for this lynch bee.
You call a meeting of the United States Senate a lynch bee?
I think a lynching bee is a good name for it, Bill.
That was 1954. Part of a blacklisting that cost so many jobs and reputations, his chief among them. This is December 2nd.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.